As far as I know, there is only one cathedral in the United States dedicated to Saints Simon and Jude. Do you know where that is? Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and the cathedral named for these two apostles whom we honor today is in Phoenix, Arizona. Up front, there are two beautiful images of these apostles, a reminder to all who worship there that we are not alone when we celebrate Mass, but that we are joined by the communion of saints, including the apostles. There is not a whole lot known about Simon and Jude, though one of the letters of the New Testament comes from Jude, and Simon was known as a member of the Zealot Party, Jews who were zealous in the practice of their faith and who wanted to get rid of the Romans who were occupying their land. At the Last Supper, according to John's Gospel, Jude asked Jesus the following question: "Master, what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" In other words, why is Jesus so open about his true identity with his disciples and not with everyone else? In fact, in Mark's Gospel, Jesus often tells his disciples not to tell others that he is the Messiah. Why all the secrecy? Jesus answered Jude, saying, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." Several years ago, Pope Benedict explained what this means. He said, "This means that the risen one must be seen, must be perceived by the heart in a way so that God may take up his abode within us. The Lord does not appear as a thing." In other words, if you really want to know Jesus, you can't approach him with an attitude of "prove it to me." You have to approach him humbly with an open mind and heart. And that's what prayer is all about.